In this bulletin, two new cases of coronavirus diagnosed in South Australia. A top Iranian nuclear scientist assassinated. And in sport, an insane final play for St Helens in the Super League Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Two new cases of coronavirus have been diagnosed in South Australia, with both infections linked to the Parafield cluster. Both are already in quarantine, with the first case being a young child and the second a casual contact who is now moving with his family to a medi-hotel. The state's top health officer says it's a concerning reminder of how contagious the virus is. Victoria has surpassed the benchmark for eliminating coronavirus, recording a 29th straight day without a single new case. No positive results have been returned from over 9,000 tests in the past 24 hours. At the peak of the second wave on August the 11th, Victoria recorded over 7,800 active cases. New South Wales health authorities have issued a stark COVID-19 safety warning as the state records 3 weeks without any new locally transmitted coronavirus cases. As people head to the beach, they're being reminded to practice social distancing and other coronavirus safety measures, with some even asked to stay inside this weekend to reduce the risk of infection. So far, no positive COVID-19 results have been returned from more than 12,000 tests in the past 24 hours. 8 infections were diagnosed in hotel quarantine over the same period. Sydney is likely to swelter through the hottest ever pair of days in 60 years today, with New South Wales bearing the brunt of Australia's most severe heatwave of the season. Temperatures had already reached 34 degrees by 10 a.m. in some parts of Sydney, with a severe heatwave warning issued for large parts of the country. Suburbs including Sydney Olympic Park, Penrith and Canterbury are expected to reach 40 degrees or very close to that. The thermostat is expected to climb past 39 degrees again tomorrow. The Australian government is desperate to get to the negotiating table with China as lofty trade tariffs kick in on Aussie wine exports. Levies of up to 212% have been imposed, serving a heavy blow to the valuable sector, which has previously benefited from zero tariffs under the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. Cabinet Minister Dan Tehan says the government understands the importance of having a trading relationship that works in Australia and China's mutual interests.
What the government is doing is seeking to address what seems to be a concerning pattern of behaviour by the Chinese against Australia. Now, we're seeking to have conversations with the Chinese. We're seeking to address this matter in the World Trade Organization so that we can ensure we're doing the right thing by our wine growers and every other part of our trading system, which is being impacted at the moment by the Chinese.
China claims to have found substantive evidence of the dumping of Australian wine causing material damage to their local market, but Canberra suspects other motives, possibly stemming from China's grievance list spanning foreign investment rules. Iran's top nuclear scientist has been killed in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Iran's foreign minister alleges the killing of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh bore serious indications of an Israeli role and called the killing an act of state terror, while Iranian Defense Minister Amir Hatami says Mr. Fakhrizadeh will be missed.
He possessed a high scientific status and a long background in the country's defense advances. He trained and educated many, many students. He made big accomplishments in the field of defense.
Israel, long suspected of killing several Iranian nuclear scientists a decade ago, declined to immediately comment. Iranian state television said an old truck with explosives hidden under a load of wood blew up near a sedan carrying Fakhrizadeh. To sport now, and St Helens has stolen victory in the Super League Grand Final after a mind-blowing winning play. Teenager Jack Wellsby scored a brilliant try to give St Helens an 8-4 victory over Wigan Warriors and retaining their top flight title. St Helens held a 2-0 lead for most of the match and are now back-to-back premiers for the third time in the club's history. And now for a look at the rest of today's weather. Perth, sunny, 25. Adelaide, very hot, a shower or 2 and 38. Melbourne, showers developing and 28 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, a possible storm and 30. 34, Wollongong mostly sunny 33, Sydney sunny 36, Newcastle much the same in 37, Brisbane similar conditions 30, Cairns showers 31, Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.